A standing-room-only crowd came to hear the one-time state workers' stories. Des Moines Democrat Janet Peterson chairs the Senate Oversight Committee.
My goal today is to give committee members and the people of Iowa a better understanding of how the Branstad administration went about laying off these long-time merit employees.
Also, who offered what Peterson calls the hush money, and, she continues, what they hope to conceal by keeping the settlements private. Governor Branstad says such confidential settlements predate his administration, and he's calling for new legislation to make the reasons for firing state workers public. But the employees say their supervisors disregarded the rules for how layoffs should occur.
I was probably managing $15 million worth of construction projects myself. The rest of the project managers, I mean, I'm just going to speculate, $150 million worth of construction projects, told us all to go home.
That's Tony Schmitz, a project manager in architectural and engineering services at the Department of Administrative Services. The agency maintains all buildings at the Capitol complex and oversees construction projects statewide.
I would have been happy to train somebody, but there's just, you know, one day you're just gone.
And your assumption is that the state has outsourced those positions to private firms.
And that's a leading critic of the Branstad administration's personnel practices, Des Moines Democrat Matt McCoy. 11 DAS employees were let go on the same day back in September of 2011. McCoy blames it on what he calls the Branstad administration's cozy relations with personnel or vendors. Another employee, Carol Frank, a mechanical engineer, was paid to not discuss her settlement. Riverside Republican Sandy Greiner questions that.
I guess I wonder why you're here if you had signed a confidentiality clause and taken money to... to back it up. Do you have any plans to return the money?
If they want it back, I'll give it to them in pennies. They can come pick it up.
The workers say their attorneys advised them the confidentiality agreements they signed are no longer in force. Frank was 62 years old when she lost her job. She says she has not found other employment since. Greiner calls the Democrats' investigation a witch hunt. Since the layoffs and settlements were unveiled in the Des Moines Register, some workers have said they were let go because of their politics. But the ranking Republican on the Oversight Committee says Tuesday's testimony disputes that.
Not a single one of these people claimed that they were terminated because of their politics, because of what political party they belong to or what political beliefs they had.
That's Indianola Republican Julian Garrett. He says even merit employees can be let go in a reorganization.
Whether all the rules and laws were followed, I'm not sure, but that is an issue. But as I say, I think until we know different, I would give the benefit of the doubt to the people that are in charge.
Some of those people in charge will have their say today. Administrators from the DAS are scheduled to tell their story as the Oversight Committee hearings continue. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.